And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Morning Wood Room. I am Earl. This is Travis.
How's it going, folks?
All right. Hey, everybody. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. Aren't you supposed to be on a plane, like, right now?
Yes. We are on our way to fabulous Orlando, Florida. We are going to spend the next 2 weeks gallivanting around the Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios.
Well,
Are you jealous?
Yeah. Quite you.
Good.
yeah, I'm a little jealous, but I mean, I was there in July, so I know what
you're not, you're not telling the truth. July. Get it. Anyway. Good. Ooh.
That was like outside your door?
Shh. No. Those are his special effects crickets.
Yeah.
I see your producer's there.
Yeah. Shut up.
Told me I could laugh.
I didn't think you were going to laugh that much. He didn't even say anything funny yet.
Anyway, so, yes, we're on our way, and it's going to be a good time, so...
But back to the question earlier, I had a pretty good weekend.
What'd you do?
Not much. me and the producer, we watched Violent Night.
Yeah, did you like it?
I really enjoyed it. She was passed out.
Oh, I figured it would be right up her alley.
Well, like, she watched the first 10 minutes of it, and then she was song logs.
Yeah, so you liked it?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's good show.
I didn't expect it to be so bloody, but...
Yeah, it was hyper violent, but it was funny.
Yeah, it had a lot of heart. It was produced by the same guy who did John Wick, so...
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I wonder how they're going to do a part two. Are they going to introduce, like, the Easter Bunny, or...?
Well, he wants to. David Harbour said that he would love to do a series of these films that introduce, you know, different childhood characters, not just... You know, Santa Claus, but like, you know, the Easter Bunny and things like that. So,
Cupid.
I think Eli Roth is.
Yeah, that movie's got coming out.
What's it?
It's somebody's dressed as Cupid and they're shooting people, they're killing people. And it comes out, I think, on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's good. It's good marketing.
Yeah, I think so.
What'd you do this weekend besides pack and get
watch the Royal Rumble?
Mm. I too watched the Royal Rumble.
It was one of the best shows.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
It was definitely one of the better Rumbles that I've seen in the last 15 years. Well, we'll get to that. Calm down. Shit.
What I liked about it is that anybody could win. You know, if it's Stone Cold Steve Austin or The Rock and you gotta win this match or otherwise you're not going to WrestleMania, well, you know that they're gonna
win the match.
Yeah. So with this one, you didn't know who was gonna win on either side. And I thought they were both surprising and refreshing. I was pleased with everybody that won.
Yeah, they were really good. Well, let's get the two matches out of the way that weren't that good. The Mountain Dew Pitch Black match.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
That was weird. Yeah.
Yeah, they had that black light, and you see all that stuff, and it looked like a whole bunch of semen.
Yeah. And actually, Pat McAfee made that joke.
Oh, he did?
He said, it's a good thing I washed my jeans. Oh. I didn't know there would be all these black lights.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I know he made a joke about Peacock calling it the cock.
Yeah.
We did that a while ago, so he's stealing our stuff.
He is. I'm glad he listens to our podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pat.
Yeah, thank you. Wherever you are.
Well, he said a couple of things that were, I don't know, kind of out of line, but nothing I can remember right now. But.
Well, Michael Cole, he's had a really thing out of line. When Dominic Mysterio came out in Rey's mask, he said, that little piece of shit.
Like, I don't think you're supposed to.
No. That was good, though.
I've never heard JR call anybody a piece of shit.
Good Lord! He's a piece of shit!
God almighty, he's a piece of shit! But
during the pitch black match, LA Knight sent Bray Wyatt to the table, and Brendan Chase, he had a little rumble party that I went to.
Yeah.
And I was doing my JR impersonation. I go, good guy, he's on the table with the semen. Yeah, it's funny. My producer thought it was funny. You there?
You lost
him. Yeah, you lost him. Yeah. Yeah.
When Dominic came out with Ray's mask, Ray actually got hurt the night before. And so instead of putting somebody else in his, just made it look like Dominic beat him.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, Ray's good to go by WrestleMania because that's why I think they're going towards.
Well, they got, I think WrestleMania is in like 64 days or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ray can do it.
Yeah. He's got this.
And then Bianca Belair and Alexa Bliss.
The match was, it was okay, but I don't like that Alexa's going to be in the Firefly Funhouse.
Yeah.
I think that's like, they already showed her, like, come back from that.
Yeah.
And then to show her get drawn back into it, it's, I don't know. I don't think it's that good.
No.
I don't see a good end game there.
But, I mean, they did keep that match short, so.
Yeah, that was good. That was the best part is that it was short.
Yeah, because the two rumbles in the title match is what you wanted to see.
Well, here's the thing is that after the women's title match, women's rumble match, I was so, wow, that was so great. And they went to commercial. I thought that was the end of it. I shut it off.
Mm. Oh, you didn't see the Roman Reigns?
I had to go back and, I watched pieces of it.
Oh, yeah, it was really good.
But people were, F you, Roman.
Yeah. Like, the pop that when Sammy hit Roman with the chair,
yeah,
man, the place went nuts.
I have to check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. That was probably one of the best like storytelling, long term storytelling in wrestling that I've seen in a while.
Well, now like Roman has to. Everybody hates him, right? So, yeah. Like, he's a monster heel. So, WrestleMania, he has to lose one or both titles, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking that he loses one belt to Cody Rhodes on night one. And then night two, he fights Sami Zayn, and he loses one of his belts.
There's no way in God's blue hell that they're going to make Sami Zayn a champion of.
You don't think so? I mean, the same thing was said about Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson, whatever.
Is he gone?
Yeah, so, I don't think Sami Zayn's going to be the champion.
I mean, weirder things have happened.
It's true. But, if anything, Kevin Owens just got the crap kicked out of him again, so they're probably not going to give him a title shot.
Yeah.
You might be right. I saw a thing from coming up. Where it's Sammy stuck in the chamber and he looks scared. And it was at a printing press. Somebody took a picture of it.
Well, I think that it's in Montreal and that's his hometown.
Yeah, so he'll get a big pop there.
Yeah.
Okay, now imagine, here's what it is, all right? You have the elimination chamber. How many pods are there? Five?
Four. There's four, and there's two wrestlers that start.
Okay, so you start the two wrestlers. It's going to be Sammy and maybe, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got the one that thinks he's Taz.
Mm-hmm.
You got Roman, and you have the other Uso, right?
Yeah.
So you start out with Sammy. And the Uso that doesn't like him, right? Or maybe the one that thinks it's Taz.
Yeah.
And he somehow beats that guy, right? And then next comes in the Uso that you think is a bad guy, right? Or the one that is that hates Sammy. So they start having a fight. Off again. Roman comes in, and they're double hitting Sammy, and then he's able to get a breather, and then the last one to come in is the other Uso. He turns his back on the tribal chief and beats him up, and they take on him and the Uso, and Uso pins Uso, and then Sammy is able to pin the tribal chief and be the sole survivor in the...
Yeah, elimination chamber.
Yes, and you could take that idea if you want to.
That's a good fantasy booking. Well, I have a different idea for elimination chamber.
Make it entertaining? Gotcha.
Yeah, it's Sami Zayn, Michael Caine, Roman Reigns, Jason Statham, Brian Johnson, and Sylvester Stallone.
I thought you said there was only four. All right. Okay.
So, there's two guys that start off, which is Sami Zayn. And
I think it's going to go something like this.
Here, I'll let the beeper and I'll say, here it comes. This 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who's it going to be? Oh, it's Jason Statham.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Elimination Chamber. Now, remember, the only way we're going to get out of here is if we get in my car, because I'm a transporter. That's right.
And Jason Statham just got eliminated because he was monologuing. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it's Michael Caine.
Hello, you must be Sami Zayn, right? Now, here's what we're going to do. Now, we're going to dance around the ring just a little bit, and then I'm going to grab you, and I'm going to put you into a headlock. And then you're going to scream like you're looking for your mummy. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to roll you up into a schoolboy and give you a 1, 2, 3 pin.
Sami Zayn with her inside cradle. 1, 2, 3. Michael Caine is eliminated.
Bloody hell. What? What happened here?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ah. Oh my God. It is the Scotsman himself, Brian Johnson.
Oh! Now! Oh, Sami Zayn! I'm gonna come at you! You know I'm gonna get you! Here I come! You can't get away, Sami Zayn! Ooh! Yeah! Sami Zayn! Ooh! Yeah! I'm coming at you! Ooh! Coming at you! Ooh! 1, 2, 3! Fire!
And Sami Zayn with the hallelujah kick. Okay, he's gone.
Ooh! I'm going back to Gorilla. Back to Gorilla. Ooh!
Now he knows the last person. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, you know, I'm just going to dance around the ring, all right? You know, and then you come at me, you know. And first, I'll chase you, then you chase me, all right? Here we go. You like that? Yeah. You know, I'm looking at your head. All right, so we're going to do that you chase you, I'll chase me thing. You know, it looks like that boot's coming right at my face. You just broke my nose.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, he's out. I was robbed.
Oh, that was a good elimination chamber.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. But let's, the Women's Rumble, I thought, back to the Rumbles.
Yes.
The Women's Rumble was good.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I really enjoyed it. There were some surprises. There were so many females that they were bringing in from NXT that it looked like it was more NXT than it was WWE.
Yeah.
But, and Chelsea Green showed up for 5 seconds.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, so that was good.
There was a lesbian couple at Chase's party, and I was watching, and I go, I literally would let Rhea Ripley peg me if she wanted to, I would let her in there. Like, really? And then she's bleeding from the nose, and I go, I would let her give me AIDS.
Yeah.
And they looked at me like, you asshole.
Yeah, she got punched in the nose, and so she was bleeding out of her nose. And from when she was a kid, she was playing a lot of soccer. So she's got a kneecap that slips out of place sometimes. And she said about halfway through the match, kneecap slipped out of place, so she rolled through the ropes onto the ground and was putting her kneecap back in place. Wow. until when she got it to where it needed to be, she got back up and kept fighting again. But
man, she was having all kinds of problems, like her top almost popped off.
That's a terrible thing.
Like the back for her dress was like unzipping. Did you see that?
I saw that she lost one of her straps by the end of the show. One of her straps fell off.
Yeah, she was just, yeah, I was so ready to jerk it, too.
She went through, it was a tough time. I mean, well, she went all the way from number one to 30. So,
yeah,
she did good. And I was impressed with Liv Morgan also.
Yeah, Liv Morgan did a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
She's cute as a button.
Yeah. Yeah, you just need to find a girl like that and ask her out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Showing your impressive Funko Pop collection.
Yeah, well, I don't collect Funkos.
All right, he's got
Brian Chase. He has more toys than a Chinese kid.
That's good. Good for him.
But let's talk about the main event. Or, well, I thought it should have been the main event. The Royal Rumble, the men's Royal Rumble.
I thought it was good. I was really glad that Cody won. It could have been, it could have been anybody, really. But I was glad that Brock Lesnar got thrown out early.
Yeah.
And when Seth got thrown out, I knew it was going to be Cody.
Yeah. Oh, the Gunther. Oh, man, I can't say so much. Like, I love that guy.
He's really good, and he's good with Sheamus, and he was really good. He was good
to share each other.
Yeah, and he was really good with Cody. Cody's chest looked like hamburger meat when the Rumble was over.
Yeah,
yeah.
Probably the best last two finish since Shawn Michaels Undertaker.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it was a great Rumble. It was a lot of fun, and it was everything the reason that I enjoy the Royal Rumble. Like, this is what was, it was one of the best ones, and
it's surprising that Logan Paul didn't bring it down,
dude. Logan Paul and Ricochet, both of those guys going coast to coast and smacking each other. Yeah.
Yeah. I said that's probably going to be played for the next 10, 15 years.
Yeah. That'll be up there with Mick Foley jumping off falling off the cage.
Yeah.
Is that scene right there?
Yeah. That clothesline. It was amazing.
Yeah. That was, it was exciting. It was something nobody had ever seen before. Lots of fun. And there was something else.
Tried to jump
on the chair, and the chair broke and fell over. And yeah. They were just like, "All right, get out of here."
You're like, you're done.
Because they were like, somebody was like, "Well, it doesn't look like one of his feet touched the ground." And everybody was just like, "He's done. Get him out of here."
It's like, yeah, get him out.
And then right after it, they were showing a T-Mobile commercial where he's, not touching the floor.
Yeah.
Be like, well, you need to re-edit that one to where his pancakes break and he falls on the ground. So
yeah, it's fine. Well, that's about to. I'm gonna let you go because you looks like you're about to get on the plane, right?
Yep, that's right. Plane's about to take off. We're just here at the airport, and we're good to go.
Okay.
So we will see you in 2 weeks when I come back. You can join us here at Morning Woodruff every Tuesday morning around this time, and you can find us and listen to us on Spotify, and you can probably find us on Apple Music. Maybe. And you can also see us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. And if you see us, subscribe to us and tell your friends. And if you don't have any friends, make some. Until next time, take care of each other.
See you later, guys.